but it is really good. And you know what? This bacon would go so well with a nice multi-grain toast with mayonnaise, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Sorry, Big Fatty. This would be a great BLT bacon, but I don't think it's going to replace my usual bacon. But those of you who like to live high on the hog can pay $8.99 for a package of this and see what you think.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
With mayonnaise.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1169 of the BFO 44 right, the 20th of July, 2012. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me, our little show. Yo, Big Fatty has got voice letters and much more. Hello, recallers. What the hell is a recaller? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I am sitting here recording the little show, and y'all, I will probably be interrupted in the middle of it by Miss Porter, because Miss Porter's supposed to be coming over to shave Big Fatty's head. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you talk about it. For the big tiara horror later tonight, y'all, and it has been confirmed that old Glitter Buns himself, the Gravitas, will be at the Tiara Horror. So y'all, if you are in the Charleston area and you would like to meet the Gravitas, everyone's favorite Gaysian, you know, he may even bring some of the Cabana Boys with him, I don't know, and perhaps old Vader will be there too. You never know about these things. But y'all, the Tiara Horror starts at 11 p.m. in the evening sharp. And be there if you can. And if you can't, then we're ruined. So anyway, y'all, busy day in the coal mine today. Went really well. Larry Clow only worked about half a day, and then he was off. He decided he needed to have a little time. So he's been working and getting his hours in. He won't be at the coal mine today either on Friday, but you know that's fine. Got quite a bit done and all, and y'all, you know, we're moving into the end of the coupon for the big horror weekend. The coupon ended yesterday on the 19th. You had to have your special application postmarked by the 19th. So Big Fatty is having to put on his treasurer hat and enforcing the rules, because you know everybody has to follow the rules. Big Fatty, nobody nowadays follows the rules. Y'all, speaking of following the rules, you know, if you want to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty, you send in your request, and then have to send me an e-letter saying, Big Fatty, I've sent you a request. Well, y'all, you know, yesterday I read out all the names of those. Y'all, I had three different people contact me and say, Big Fatty, you need to approve so-and-so, that's so-and-so. And so I've approved three of those that I read off yesterday. So, y'all, I think that was well worth the time spent on the little show doing that. Y'all, now, I referred to you at the beginning of today's little show as recallers, and y'all, that is because y'all got a message from the Vons. On Thursday. Your brand new car is gonna blow up, and or something along those lines. And y'all, there has been a recall. There has been a recall of the Ford Escape, and you know that's what Big Fatty has. However, it is a recall of the 2013. The 2013 Ford Escape, and Big Fatty has a 2012. So please, fear not, Big Fatty is safe in the Escape. Big Fatty, we were hoping otherwise. Anyway, so there you have it. Y'all, at lunchtime today, this happens so infrequently. Y'all, on Wednesday night, hump day night, y'all, I slept like a baby. Just like a baby. Big Fatty, does that mean that you pooped in your pants all night long and rolled around in it? Not quite. But anyway, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. So, anyway, y'all, I have gotten some responses to the census, and we're going to talk about those in a minute. But first, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, there was a BFO census over there, and y'all, it was from New York, New York, so nice they named it twice. But y'all, it looked like the Volga long form the address did. So y'all can't wait to see who that's from. But I'll tell you what, we're gonna start reading the long form starting on Monday, y'all. So this weekend maybe you can request yours. But y'all, that was also in the P.O. box was Cad, and y'all, someone is a Bolivian. There's Bolivia, and I believe that's in Mexico, y'all. There's a postcard from La Paz, or is that La Paz, Los Angeles Paz? Big Fatty, you're stupid. And y'all, there's all kinds of little pictures on the front of the postcard, and it looks lovely, and it says, BF. I recently spent almost 3 weeks in Peru, Bolivia. Having your daily podcast was a wonderful connection to home. Big Fatty, they're obviously drunk in Bolivia the whole time. Thanks for your program. Now I need to fill out my census form. Long version, of course you do. And y'all, that is from Eric in the Washington, D.C.'s. Well, Eric, that's lovely. And, Eric, you've got to send me have you already requested the long form, Eric? You know, because you can't request it on a postcard from Bolivia. Anywhere else, it would have been fine. But no Bolivian postcards are accepted for requesting the census. But, Eric, that's so lovely of you to take the time from being a Bolivian to send that to me. So, anyway, y'all, it looks like it was mailed once he got back to the United States. Let me just look at this. Big Fatty, he did. Because, y'all, it was mailed on the 17th of July. He mailed it from the Washington, D.C. Poor Big Fatty. So, Eric, thank you so much for at least thinking about me while you were there. Too bad you couldn't take the time to put a stamp on a postcard. But anyway, that's... I love that. I absolutely love that. Big Fatty, here's something else that you love.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Phil, your straight boyfriend in Oregon. You can count on me.
Dear Gussie, Phil... Y'all, that is my straight boyfriend. I don't know if you heard that or not. That's Phil in Oregon, out there on the trail. And y'all, if that doesn't make you want to touch yourself inappropriately, that'll make you count to 21. Big Fatty, please, you had to make it vulgar.
Hey, Fatty, this is Daniel.
And Adam.
And Steven.
Yeah, guess it, y'all. Believe it or not, those scoundrels over at the DI Plus are call on number 1400 to the BFO. So we'll have a little prize. Of course, they'll have to split it three ways. Big Freddy, do you have something they can cut into three pieces? I'm sure we'll find something. But DI Plus boys, what do you got to say?
From Dubious Intent Plus, and Steven's not from Dubious. Well, actually, it is kind of, you know, because he lives here in Connecticut now, and so he can be here anytime he wants. But unless Larry's going to draw like a little cartoon picture of him to put on our logo, then I guess he's not official. Although that would be really cool, because then we could use like the Batgirl on TV, where she like zoomed across every toe off. Anyway, it's not important. So
that would be like a DI three-way.
Right, exactly. I don't know. It'd be like DI plus. So anyways, here's the thing, though. I just wanted to say we're calling in to participate in your little census. And the first question we're kind of stumped on, because none of us really love the show, so we can't really answer that one. I tell you why I listen to it. I listen to it to see if you talk about me. That's the entire reason.
We can make things up.
Oh, we do? Well, in that case, I love it because I really love your insights into news and politics. And I find your entire views on the World Trade situation to be sublime.
Well, I find that I don't have enough pain in my life. And so I like to listen to it for the painful, sharp, you know, the pains in my ears that I get every time I listen. So it helps me feel like I'm, you know, enjoying some persecution and some pain like the other, you know, the other people out there.
Right. And Steve?
That's why I listen.
And I kind of unsubscribe, but I do love my grandfaddy a whole lot. So.
Right. And is that with a W?
Yes.
Okay, good. And there you go. So there you go, Big Fatty. So all together, guys, on 3, 2, 1.
You can count on me.
Big Fatty, they were kind of ugly to you. Well, how about that? I hope that they will. I hope that they will be terribly uncomfortable in receiving a prize, despite their participation in the census. But y'all, that's what the census is all about. Whether you love the BFO or not, you know, it's you can, Big Freddy, you can count on them to be ugly. So oh lordy. And I guess I'll just you know what, I'll just put their prize in with all the rest of the shit I gotta carry. Biba, I'll bring your prize along with your birthday card that I forgot that I had. So anyway, y'all, our next call for today is from Stinky Bottom. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Glovies from all over the world. This is Toppy Smelly from the Smellcast. And I just thought that if there was ever a time, if there was ever a day that I should come out of the closet and stop lurking, that day has come. With this census month on Big Fatty Online, I feel like I can finally come out with sort of like a get-out-of-jail-free card and just sort of say that even though I've never participated, never called in all this time, that I, in fact, am a huge fan of Big Fatty Online. I always have been. And I'm here to say right now to all of the world that the days of lurking in the dark are, it's over.
Yay, big whoop. Jesus.
I feel better already.
Hey, can I say it now?
Well, hang on. No, Big Fatty, I think you have a wonderful, positive attitude. It comes forth on every episode. You have a great, good-natured sense of humor that I truly appreciate. And I love what you do, and keep doing it. And Sassy, are you ready now?
Yeah!
Go for it, little fella.
Big Fatty, you can count on me!
Yeah. There you go. That's right. All right, Sassy. Big Fatty, you can count on me.
Christ, is that it?
Yes.
All right, where's my $20?
Jesus Christ. All right, here. Here. Sassy! Jeez, he took my wallet and left me with a 20. God damn that little shit.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is not only the top is smelly, but that's that sassy cat also, dear. The Big Freddy, I can't... it's odd that they have a strange voices on their little show. But anyway, Toppy, thank you so much. And y'all, Toppy. Toppy also requested the Vulgar long form, so that has gone out to him as well. And Toppy, thank you so much for participating. And if it only took $20 to get Sassy to participate, Big Freddy, it's more than you give me.
In 80 zillion podcast players cross the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you, so stand up and prove your worth to show us where we're going so that we can really know what's needed for the future of our favorite little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your BFO get equal potosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And all your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read aloud on the little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you can count on me.
And together we will see each other through. The BFO census, we're counting on you. The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, guys, so y'all, I thought I'd play this at the end of the show so it'd get stuck in your head all weekend, because I know you're going to miss it all weekend long. Big Freddy, please. Y'all got an e-letter from Texas Allen. He says, "Hey, Big Freddy, this is Alan. I love your little shows, minus the leather, but extra the bacon, LOL. You can count on me, Alan. That's lovely. That is just lovely." So he has done his civic duty. Y'all, Ed, who is Mexican, y'all, he says, "Hello, my brother. I'm a recent listener introduced to you and your little show by Big Ricky and his little show. My name is Ed, and I'm Chinese-Mexican from Singapore, Mexico, and I love listening to the little show from the iTunes. I love to help with your 2012 BFO census long form and wish to request for a copy to fill and return via e-letter. Burp. Ooh, that was a lovely KFC three-piece meal with a Mountain Dew. Dear Gussie. Anyway, thank you for your shows, and here's wishing you success in your 2012 BFO census. Best regards, Ed." And it says, "P.S., please send my dearest regards to Ms. Poodle McNoodle." Oh, my friend, it's lovely. And P.S.S., ooh! So, Ed, y'all, I've put a long form in the mail to him. So, it is on the way, Ed. Y'all also heard from Gaw out there in Denver, and he says, "Big Fatty, I want to stand up and be counted. You can count on me. I guess I also need the long form. I'm also interested in seeing if my long form is anywhere near as close to the long form of Casey in Denver, the number two fan of the BFO for 2011. Sounds like I might need to honk his bobo."
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I can't believe the time is gone for today, but y'all, speaking to people in Denver that I haven't heard from on the census, y'all, I can't believe that Brian and David, you know, they made the hammer saw for Big Fatty. I can't believe they haven't participated yet. Also, can't believe that Boss Boy and the number three fan of the BFO for 2012 haven't. Yes, Mama Do has it. Puffreddy. And y'all, I'm still waiting to hear from Joe in Dallas. What do you think of that?
With mayonnaise.
No, Joe in Dallas is much better with mustard.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.